Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish I could see you face to face again, so we could sit down and chop it up, friend to friend. You would have shared your experience and how life's been. I would have told you how my life changed inside of the pen. You might have offered me a smoke and I'd have turned you down. You might have thought I was a joke and I was playing around. But I'm sure we reminisce about the things we did and how we got through the hard times we lived as kids. So you know, it'd have been good to see you and tell you about some good news I got, and that the Lord's trying to reach you, and that it's always been about the blood, but nothing like the gang that you bang. Put a hood from above. I wonder if you would have listened. Would you have gave your life and been like me and followed Christ? I don't know. My only hope is that you made it. I keep in mind what if you were still alive, if I could rewind time. 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 Yeah, I would have finally had an answer, and I'd have been the friend that you've always needed. Not just an actor that I left you when the punch went out and all the liquor's gone, sitting in that empty house. I'm not your homie dog, I'd like to show you something greater, so you would understand that you would see through his life. I'm a changed man. I would have loved to pray for you when your heart was heavy, like if you couldn't see your kids and your pockets empty. Man, I'd have told you that in Christ there was always hope, that you ain't gotta turn to the streets or the dope, that he's a specialist when it comes to miracles. You put your faith in him, anything is possible. And we ain't had to run around like we ain't had a clue, and when the trials got hard, we know what to do. I wish you was here so you could hear this rhyme. Maybe you would see the signs if I could rewind time. 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 Yeah, man. It'd have just been cool to see you one more time, you know. And just share that good news with you. Just share what God has done in my life. Maybe just plant that seed, you know. But I'm no judge. I don't know if you made it in or if you didn't make it in.
Good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at ChristianTalkRadio.biz. I am your host, Malicia, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.biz. I am in the process of redoing my website, so if you see a flag on my website, that's because I am in the process of doing another website. You know how I do. I keep a website for about a year, and then I change it up because I like doing different things, because when the Holy Spirit puts in my heart to change something, I'll change it. But anyway, also you can go to my YouTube channel at Christian Talk Radio on YouTube. And if you don't know what my YouTube channel is, go to my Facebook page or my Twitter page at Christian Talk Radio and click on one of the videos. Or you can go to the website, www.christiantalkradio.biz. If it still allows you to check in on the website, it might not. But if it does not, please go to my Facebook page or my Tumblr page and click on one of the videos that I have done, one of the video Bible studies, and then you'll be able to access Christian Talk Radio Live on you can. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God to show yourself approved. Unto who? Unto Father God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the word of truth. I said, but who rightly divides the word of truth. And we know that the word of truth can be wrongly divided, my brothers and my sisters. Especially in this day and age, people are wrongly dividing the word of truth all the time. I said, people are wrongly dividing the word of truth all the time. So it's really important that you study your Bible. You study the word of God so you can rightly divide it. See, I said, so you can rightly divide it. Well, tonight we're going to go into Ezekiel as I've been in Ezekiel for the last couple of weeks, and we talked about Ezekiel and how Father God came against in judgment on the Israelites, and how he talked about them and their sister Sodom and Samaria. And he told Israel and Jerusalem that they were worse than their sisters, Sodom. I'm going to continue to stay in Ezekiel the rest of the month. But anyway, until I finish it, I will be in Ezekiel. So we're going to start Ezekiel 21. And my brothers and my sisters, listen. The Bible, Father God wrote the Bible for us so we can know it's real. See, it's not so you can like it or dislike it. It's not about your emotions. You know, it's not about your emotions. The Word of God is not about your emotions. It's about the truth of the Word of God. Now, that's what it's about. You can leave your emotions out of it because it's not about your emotions. The Lord spoke to me, I'm in Ezekiel 21, and I'm in the Good News Translation. The Lord spoke to me and said, mortal man, mark out two roads by which the king of Babylonia can come with his sword. Both of them are to start in the same country. Put up a signpost where the roads fork. One will show the king the way to the Amorite city of Reba, and the other the way to Judah, to the fortified city, Jerusalem. The king of Babylonia stands by the signpost at the fork of the road to discover which way to go. He shakes the arrows. He consults his idols. He examines the liver of a sacrificed animal. Now, his right hand holds the arrow marked Jerusalem, and then there's an exclamation point. It tells him to go and set up battering rams, to shout the battle cry, to place battering rams against the gates, to throw up earthworks, and to dig trenches. The people of Jerusalem won't believe this because of the treaties they have made, but this prediction is to remind them of their sins and to warn them that they will be captured. This then is what I, the Sovereign Lord, am saying. Your sins are exposed. Everyone knows how guilty you are. You show your sins in your every action. You stand condemned, and I will hand you over to your enemies. You wicked, unholy ruler of Israel, your day, the day of your final punishment, is coming. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken. Your crown and your turban, nothing will be the same again. Raise the poor to power. And then there's an exclamation point. Bring down those who are ruling. Exclamation point. Ruin, ruin. Then there's another exclamation point. He goes on to say, yes, I will make the city a ruin, but this will not happen
until the one comes whom I have chosen to punish the city. To him I will give it. Mortal man, prophesy, announce what I, the sovereign Lord, am saying to the Ammonites who are insulting Israel. Say to them, a sword is ready to destroy. It is polished to kill, to flash like lightning. The visions that you see are false, and the predictions you make are lies. You are wicked and evil, and your day is coming, the day of your final punishment. The sword is going to fall your necks. Put up the sword! Exclamation point. I will judge you in the place where you were created, in the land where you were born. You will feel my anger when I turn it loose on you like a blazing fire. And I will hand you over to brutal men, experts at destruction. You will be destroyed by fire. Your blood will be shed in your own country, and no one will remember you anymore. The Lord has spoken. Now, we're going to go into Ezekiel 22, because I just finished 21. The Lord spoke to me, mortal man, he said, are you ready to judge the city that is full of murderers? Make clear to her all the disgusting things she has done. Tell the city what I, the sovereign Lord, am saying. Because you have murdered so many of your own people and have defiled yourself by worshiping idols, your time is coming. You are guilty of those murders and are defiled by the idols you made. And so your day is coming. Your time is up. That is why I have let the nations make fun of you and all the countries sneer at you. Countries nearby and countries far away sneer at you because of your lawlessness. All Israel's leaders trust in their own strength and commit murder. None of you in the city honor your parents. You cheat foreigners and take advantage of widows and orphans. You have no respect for the holy places, and you don't keep the Sabbath. Some of your people tell lies about others in order to have them put to death. Some of your people tell lies about others in order to have them put to death. Some of them eat sacrifices offered to idols. Some are always satisfying their lusts. Some of them sleep with their father's wife. Some force women to have intercourse with them during their period. Some commit adultery. Their daughters-in-law are their half-sisters. Some of your people murder for pay. Some charge interest on the loans they make to other Israelites and get rich by taking advantage of them. They have forgotten me. This is right here. You know, the Bible is a book of life. And if you read it, it'll tell you some things. It will correct you on some things. Now, we have a lot of payday loans businesses here in most cities. And it said, and the Bible says, some charge interest on the loans they make to other Israelites and get rich by taking advantage of them. Doesn't that sound like payday loans to you? They have forgotten me, the sovereign Lord has spoken. I will bring my fist down on you, on your robbers and your murderers. Do you think you will have any courage left or have strength enough to lift your hand when I am finished with you? I, the Lord, have spoken, and I keep my word. I will scatter your people to every country and nation and will put an end to your evil actions and show the other nations will dishonor you, but you will know that I am the Lord. The Lord said to me, mortal man, the Israelites are of no use to me. They are like waste metal, copper, tin, iron, and lead, left over after silver has been refined in a furnace. So now I, the Sovereign Lord, am telling them that they are just as useless as that. I will bring them all together in Jerusalem in the same way that the ore of silver, copper, iron, lead, and tin is put in a refining. Anger and rage will melt them the way fire melts ore. Yes, I will gather them in Jerusalem, build a fire under them, and melt them with my anger. They will be melted in Jerusalem the way silver is melted in a furnace, and then they will know that they are feeling the anger of the Lord. See, some people say that Father God doesn't get angry. Apparently, they have not read Ezekiel. I said, apparently, they have not read Ezekiel. The Lord spoke to me again, mortal man, he said, tell the Israelites that their land is unholy, and so I am punishing it in my anger. The leaders are like lions roaring over the animals they have killed. They kill the people, take all the money and they can get, and by their murders leave many widows. The priests break my law and have no respect for what is holy. They make no distinction between what is holy and what is not. In today's world, that is what's going on right now. I said, in today's world, in some churches, that is what's going on right now. The priests break my law and have no respect for what is holy. Some teachers of the word and preachers don't even preach on repentance. I said, they never preach on repentance. See? They just preach on do what you want to do. And then grace is the one to save you. But grace is there for you, but there's also repentance, my brothers and my sisters. But we can't talk about one and not talk about the other. The priests break my law and have no respect for what is holy. They make no distinction between what is holy and what is not. And that is what's going on in the church today. We have churches that all they talk about is we've got this thing going on now that if it's not what they call positive thinking, and it's going on even in the church, if it's not about your emotional state, how you feel, they got to make sermons about making you feel better, see, instead of telling you the truth of the word, because only the truth can make you better. I said only the truth can make you better. You can try to make something feel better, somebody feel better by lying to them and telling them what all they want to hear, but that's not going to make them better, see. Only the truth of the word can make a person better, not feeding them on an emotional high. Every time they go to your church, you got an emotional high going on in there and just telling them what they want to hear. That's not what the word of God is about, telling folk what they want to hear. It's about the truth, whether they want to hear it or not, because only the truth can make a person, a man or a woman, better. See? They make no distinction between what is holy and what is not. They do not teach the difference between clean and unclean things, and they ignore the Sabbath. As a result, the people of Israel do not respect me. As a result of what they are teaching, what the priests are teaching, and they're not making distinction of what is holy and what is not. They do not teach the difference between clean and unclean things, and they ignore the Sabbath. As a result, Father God says, as a result of this type of teaching and preaching, that same type of preaching and teaching that's going on today that tells you that you can do anything you want to do and still get into heaven because of grace, is what's causing folk to continue. And this is what the Bible is saying. They make no distinction between what is holy and what is not. So when you don't tell folks the truth, if you're a priest or a preacher or an evangelist or you're in a fivefold ministry, you don't tell anybody the truth. You don't make a distinction between what is holy and what is not. You don't teach the difference between clean and unclean things. You just tell people what they want to hear, and you just tell people roses are red and violets are blue, anything else that you think that they want to hear that's going to give them an emotional high. The Bible says, as a result of that type of teaching, people of Israel do not respect me. Father God says, they do not respect me because of the type of teaching and preaching that they are hearing. They do not respect Father God because of that type of teaching and preaching. See, the Bible never gets old. It references things that are going on today in the Bible. That's why the Bible never gets old. It was written thousands of years ago, but it never gets old. He said, Father God says, as a result of your teaching, the people of Israel do not respect me. The government officials are like wolves tearing apart the animals they have killed. They commit murder in order to get rich. The prophets have hidden these sins like workers covering a wall with whitewash. Father God says, the prophets have hidden these sins like workers covering a wall with whitewash. They see false visions, the prophet. They see false visions and make false predictions. Some prophets today are covering up sins. Not talking about them, don't want to say nothing about nobody's sin. If you say something about somebody's sin, they mad, they offended. Prophets who are supposed to be speaking the word of Father God are hiding sins like a wall with whitewash. They see false visions, Father God says. They see false visions and make false predictions, these prophets. I said these prophets. They claim, the Bible says, to speak the word of God, but I, the Lord, have not spoken to them. I said the Bible says that these false prophets out here, even today, covering up sins like workers covering a wall with whitewash. They don't want you to say nothing about sin because they ain't saying nothing about sin, and they get offended when you talk about sin, and they're prophets now. They're prophets. They see false visions, these false prophets, and make false predictions. They claim to speak the word of Father God, but Father God says, I, the Lord, have not spoken to them. He said he didn't tell them to tell you anything. He said he didn't speak to them because they're speaking words of false visions and making false predictions. And Father God said he has not spoken to them. They claim that he's speaking to them, but he says he is not speaking to them. The wealthy cheat and rob. They mistreat the poor and take advantage of foreigners. The Bible says, I looked for someone, Father God said, I looked for someone who could build a wall, who could stand in the gap where the walls have crumbled and defend the land when my anger is about to destroy it. He said, but I could find no one. So I would turn my anger loose on them, and like a fire, I will destroy them for what they have done. The sovereign Lord has spoken. If this Bible study has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Tweet about it. Put it on your Facebook page, your Pinterest, your blogger, Tumblr. I prefer Tumblr myself to any of them. I said I prefer Tumblr to any of these social media. But anyway, if it's been a blessing to you, go ahead and share. Share it with others. That's what it's all about getting the word of Father God out to the masses. That's what it's always been about. It's never about me. It's about Father God and His word. You all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the evening. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Same time. Same station. We be blessed.
All right, welcome to the label, man. Now, check us out, man. Listen, I know you're known for just being honest and transparent and all that good stuff, but listen, we ain't got no time for all that, man. That don't make no money. We need you to tell lies, lies, and more lies, man. It's all about selling out. Don't give the people what they need. Give them what they want, baby. Lie to these folks, man.
Cannon.
I'm on now. I can't even stand me. Look at me, mama. I'm known now. I got me a Grammy. Call Cammy, Kiana, and Tammy and tell them that I made it. Broke my heart in the seventh grade, so this is how I repay them. They say that money can't make you. They probably ain't making money. It made me richer than you, and it made me look at you funny. You don't really want it. You don't want no problems. Goons be like, whatever you need, dog, call me. So I be like, do, solve it. Money on his head, I put that boy under the water. I can't even rap like that, but insecurity would have me sounding whack like that. I already made it when I graduated from high school. Ain't validated cause I'm at the top of the iTunes. The iTunes was once a fool for nice shoes. Fight fool of dudes who do what I like to. But if I'm honest, on the other side of fame, it's the same stains in the latrine. You still can't buy love and ain't no way to buy off pain. That's why these rich folk blow.